sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And it's time to welcome back to the show the insane clown posse.
Yes.
Violent J and Shaggy both here.
And also, Dr. Drew, I am also a certified doctor.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know.
I think Shaggy may have mentioned that last time.
I think apparently so.
Well, I'm just making sure everybody knows. You know.
He has a degree or whatever, philosophy or whatever it is in street narcotics.
Nice.
Yes, I'm a street pharmaceuticist.
We had an interesting conversation right before we went on the air, which is Drew has to go to jury duty. And I said, tomorrow morning, right?
Yes.
I said, can't you get out of that? And Drew said, no. And Shaggy said, I know how you can get out of it. Drew said, how? And he said, get a felony.
See, now you got to bring all that up.
Well, Shaggy's got four of them, so he'd know all
about
that.
Good thing I live in California.
Yeah, he doesn't live in California for any
because there ain't no three strikes on me.
Prosecutors out there listening.
I'm playing Little League. I get 10 strikes.
The insane clown posses, the thing about them is you either hate them or you hate them more. Really, that should be their motto.
Wait a minute.
I love the insane clown posse.
The bottom line is, love us or hate us, everybody out there undoubtedly realizes that me and Shaggy are equipped with the knowledge to be on this show and the sexual expertise to provide our knowledge.
Left us with some philosophical pearls last time I was here. Things that became classics in this show. How about the one about the balls? Is that up there? You got that? Hang on. Listen.
I got some balls.
The balls. You can gently pet them. You can stroke them. You can juggle them from side to side to side. But don't punch the balls!
That became universal wisdom that we lived our life by.
You can't punch the balls.
Hold on. I'm writing as fast as I can.
You know that pearl of wisdom that you shared with us.
I left a few more pearls as well after that heated and hot show that was
There was a joke. Here comes the joke.
The only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up.
That was pretty good. My fat ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again.
And we did play it again. It's funnier the second time.
Well, you know, we might be funny guys, but the bottom line is still what remains fact is that we are equipped with the knowledge.
Certified physicians.
So anybody out there that has any problems, young women, especially, get your nipples on the line and let's tackle them.
All right. The Wraith, which is the sixth and final Joker's card, is the name of the new album, which is not going to be out till November 5th. So you're going to have to wait just a little bit.
Well, November 5th is going to come real soon.
That's right. And the Insane Clown Posse fan base should start saving their money now. Because they're not a group with a lot of disposable income.
Well, you act as if anybody's going to buy it.
Oh, they're going to buy it.
The Posse fan base is going to do a little bit of stealing.
Oh.
Old school style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there might be a little downloading going on here and there, and that's okay. That's just part of the times. But I think a lot of our fans would be more or less the five-finger discount, swipe, snatchy style.
Sticky fingers.
Because they want the booklet.
Yeah. What's your bread and butter? Is it the live performances? Is that where the money is made for ICP, or is it sales?
I didn't know there was any bread and butter taking place. I see a lot of people getting paid off us, but I don't see me making nothing.
Well, you got it.
Everybody's stealing your stuff.
Well, hold on a second. And by the way, the Insane Clown Posse, we've become almost immune to their insaneness, and the clown and the posse part, I'm still intrigued by. But the insane part, which is the part where a Shaggy and Jay wearing
the way
crazy.
They used to scare us when they came in here. You mean?
Oh, come on! We didn't ever scare you guys.
We're being little girls. Come on,
Drew. What are you doing? I'm trying to describe something.
Peek there?
They're both wearing crazy Mexican wrestlers' masks, which we didn't even bring up.
Well,
on
because
there,
we're
didn't
actually
we?
Little beknownst to you guys. We are professional athlete steroid wrestlers.
As a matter of fact, we are, in fact, Mexican professional wrestlers.
But I don't think even the Mexican wrestlers wear their masks 24/7, do they?
I think they take them off.
These two do, yeah.
And these are, by the way, are home and street masks. These are not ring masks.
It's like lounging in the house shoes.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's like wearing house shoes at your house.
Smoking jacket.
Wrestling mask.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, athletes wear sneakers, they wear cleats, they wear shoes when they perform, but they don't go barefoot when they get home.
You don't know that, though. In fact, our smoking masks. We've been smoking and we're wearing masks, so that would make them somewhat a smoking mask.
Alexis?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's
Hang up.
Uh-oh.
Somebody older, call
wait
back.
Wait a second. R. Kelly got in trouble for this, didn't he? Stop playing.
Okay. Well, I'm not a virgin anymore, but when the first time I had intercourse, I didn't bleed. And, yeah, so I guess my hymen never broke or anything.
So that finger banging.
Hold on. How big was the dude's meat?
I don't know. I guess it was...
Did he have a little
She
thing?
Don't know that was her first time getting laid. She
what
you ever sucked a meat before, honey?
Pornos, no, right?
I'm saying, like, have you buffed a pickle? Have you you know, you've had a few penises in your mouth, I'm saying, in your hands, whatever. I'm saying you've seen your fair share of penises, am I right?
Well, not exactly.
Have you ever had one waggled in your face? Like,
please, Jay, 15 years of age.
I'm trying to get to the bottom line. Is she didn't bleed. It's the finger banging. No. It's the masturbation. No. You popped your cherry already, you little slut.
As a physician, you have to ask the tough questions.
I'm sorry. I'll let you guys handle it.
I understand.
I'm a doctor, man. I know this stuff.
Some women don't bleed, Jay. Alexis. They just don't bleed. It's fine.
You're 16 at least, too. You're going to send somebody to prison.
Jay, he bled the first time.
Alexis.
He got his cherry popped.
Is this the first time you've called the show?
Yeah.
And how long have you been listening to the show?
On and off for a year or something.
Year. It's kind of bad timing that the Insane Clown Posse
is here. No, it's good timing because we're telling the facts and the way it is.
Good timing. Excellent timing, Alexis. You hear that?
Okay.
All right.
See, listen to this. Now that Adam's a superstar, all of a sudden we're just bad times. No, damn well we got good knowledge and we're ready to spread it. Callers, call in.
You're right.
Tiara? You wouldn't have had us back if we were idiots.
No, that's true.
What's your problem, Terry?
Tiara?
Yeah.
What's
Same
up?
Thing.
I have two questions, actually. My first question to ICP. I love you guys. I really do. I've only been a fan for about a year, but I love you
guys.
We
appreciate that much. Clown love, let's get to your nipples.
I just want to know, how long have you guys been rapping?
Well, what's that got to do with your nipples?
Or your netting?
How do you wear your beaver? Is it trimmed? What is it like? Tell us that news.
Yes, get clippers, razor blades.
She wears it like a 15-year-old would wear hers.
Oh, she's 15?
She's 15. Oh, yeah. Drew, find us a smaller color.
No one under 18, okay? Guys?
Yeah. She sounded like...
Yeah.
Yeah, all sound that way.
Yeah,
she sounded like Gemma Jameson.
Gemma.
Tiara?
Yeah.
So you're a big fan.
Yeah.
And you want to know how the band started rapping.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me ask, where'd you guys meet? How long ago?
My meet.
High school?
My meet?
Oh, yeah. I met him way back when we were young children in the sixth grade of school, and he was in the fourth grade of school or the fifth grade of school. What were you in? 1 year or 2 years younger?
I don't remember, man. I was in 12th grade.
And this is where? In like New Jersey or something?
This is Detroit. In Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. That's right.
Recognize.
That's right. I forgot to recognize. And you guys knew? Did you know you wanted to create a union at that point? I mean, were you going to do something creative?
It was inevitable.
Look, the bottom line is simply this. How we got to where we're at doesn't matter.
That's true.
All right?
That's
what matters is the fact that remains the same. You guys are trying to change the subject. I don't want to outshine you guys on your show.
It's too late.
I hate to do
that.
It's good. It's good when you do that.
Got the man show. We got Love Line.
But if you guys could flip that little computer screen over our way so we can see what the hell's going on, we'll be taking call number 3.
All right. Let's talk to Cherish.
That's right.
Yeah, what up, Cherish?
You're 20. What's up?
I just want to know where you guys were going after the 6.
I'm going to your house.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be marinating with you, and I'm going to caress your hair, and I'm gonna put my hands on your butt, and I'm going to rub it up and down.
Violent Jay, what happened to your wrist?
Then I'm going to dry hump your sheets.
Now, keep in mind, Shaggy's a doctor, so he can do that.
That's right.
Jay,
I fell off stage.
Protein.
You guys love Tucson?
Oh, Tucson in the house.
That's where I'm no, from.
I'm just kidding. Tucson forever and a day. Hey, what are we doing after the 6th? That's only purely speculation, because even we don't know. We don't know until the Dark Carnival lays the path before us. Right. I just hope I'm alive to be there. Because it's raining diamonds all over my face. All over my face, even though it's in a mask, it's still raining diamonds all over
it. The Dark Carnival just presents itself?
That's exactly right.
I'm intrigued.
Hey, it's a Dark Carnival.
Just Cherish. What's your name, Cherish?
Yeah.
All right, Cherish the Light.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, see,
the Dark Carnival is like the great magnet.
I understand. Yes,
the Insane Clown Posse.
It's far too deep. It's almost too late, you know what I mean, to explain it now. The Six Jokers card is coming out. Mm-hmm. For 10 years, we've been talking about the Six Jokers card.
Right.
For 10 years, we've been talking about this album right here.
Right.
The Six Jokers card. There's been a countdown for 10 years, and the Six Jokers card is upon us. It's coming out November 5th, and it's raining diamonds, man. Everything looks like Lucky Charms commercials. What? What?
Wait, doesn't it seem like it should come out November 6th?
What's wrong? What's the difference? Isn't November 5th the election day or something?
Well, that's what elect us.
But the idea of it's the 6th and final Joker's card is coming out on the 5th is a little confusing.
It's so much bigger than that, though.
You're right. It's stupid. We got it.
Of course we're coming to Tucson. Don't be silly about the whole thing.
We're coming to Tucson. Right. Keep your boots on.
Love you guys.
All right, Cherish.
I'll see you back, Cherish.
Pick another call, guys. Who do you like on there?
Does alcohol abuse through the
skin? Johnny?
Let's take Johnny. Johnny, what's wrong, you little drunk?
How you doing, guys? I've been a juggalo since the riddle box.
Well, stay off the damn liquor and stick to the Faygo. That's the message.
Dr. Drew, I wanted to ask.
Wait, hold on a second.
What's happening? You're flaking? You're ever going through withdrawal? It's your problem.
Wait, Faygo's that crazy orange drink from Detroit, right?
It's got all types of beautiful flavors. It's awesome. It's a soda pop that... That is just fruity and tasty and sweet.
And it's made for Johnny.
I'm always weird. I can't ever figure out how those fringe pops hang on, like the Fantas
or
and stuff.
Or why don't they move along?
Either they get bigger or fold. They stay the same size.
I guarantee you, John Fanta, whoever owns that company, is fat paid off that, is sipping some right now. Like, yeah, I wonder too. In his long stretch-ass limo.
Same with Bob Horchata, the guy who makes the Mexican rice drink. Yes. Right. Yes.
All right.
What's wrong with your skin? A little drunk? What's happening?
No, I'm doing all right. What I wanted to ask Drew is basically, a couple of weeks ago, I was doing a little bartending for one of my cousin's birthdays. And what I did was, the next day I woke up and I was all feeling like I'd been...
Hungover?
Yeah, hungover.
Well, did you drink 151?
No, I didn't drink at all. My doctor said to stay off the booze for a while.
Yeah. Why'd you talk to your doctor?
Huh?
Why'd you talk to your doctor? Because you were hungover?
No, I'd gone to the doctor to get my physical.
Well, what happened, Johnny?
He's a damn drunk.
What happened?
Well,
somebody slipped you a roofie.
Did your ass hurt when you woke up?
No, the ass didn't hurt when I woke up.
Did your pee hole hurt?
Did your mouth hurt?
I'm confused. Your doctor said stay off the alcohol.
Where's your meat, Chafee?
Yeah, because in my blood, the liver enzymes had been.
This guy's stale. Let's get to somebody fresh.
From one episode of from bartending. No, you have
Let's
some other problem.
Let's get to a chick, please. This don't
you
even.
You gotta go
sense.
Back to
the
doctor.
I know that water can be.
No, listen, not enough.
Jay's right. The guys are right. This guy's a puss.
No way enough to change your liver enzymes. No way.
He's already up there, man.
Speaking of the liver, didn't Violent J?
He had a liver transplant from Johnny.
Don't you have to eat like 25 Tylenol PM every night to go to bed or something like that?
I can't believe my face is warming right now.
He's
because
moved.
I'm blushed.
He's moved.
I remember all the ICP details.
That's so cool you remember that. Yes.
I think about you when I drive home.
You guys want to know the worst thing
Wait,
about
man,
it?
You talked to Dr. Drew about that one.
Well, he
man.
Did. We talked about how it could make him agitated.
No, I would like to tell you guys what's really going on. What's really going on is, this is the honest to God truth, it's raining diamonds in our lives. It's the Six Jokers card.
Right.
For 10 years, we've been talking about it. We didn't know what it was going to be. It actually came to us, and it came to us in such a beautiful, fresh way. You guys got to understand. So anyway, the bottom line is, I'm living a great life. Everything's looking on the up and up. Everything is great. I hurt myself at the gathering.
Right.
I did something to my wrist and I hurt my back.
Uh-oh.
But I've been staying so doped up on pain pills. But yeah. Only time I know is I wake up in the middle of the night and I...
Well, here goes the benefit for me. Because he got so many pain pills,
right.
They trickle down to me, and I can just get high.
And now it just creeps into my damn room and takes them. I seen you took half the damn bottle.
What do you got, the Vicodin?
I got a nice little variety. Why, what are you looking for? We can talk off the air. I got something for you. You looking
really?
For something? Where's Rudy
at? Some of the good things.
All right, I'm going to see what you brought with you. Drew, what do you think? This stuff's addicting. You got to watch out. Yeah,
what about my damn back? I'm saying I broke my spine. I fell off stage.
How long ago?
It was about 3 weeks ago, I'm guessing.
The problem now is the pain's going to be intensified by the pain medicine. So when it wears off, it's going to be crushing in your back.
Yeah, but still, you can get high.
You got to get off.
And it's caused me so much stress, man. You don't
realize. Man, let your
cry,
baby.
But I'm so busy, I can't stop.
Jesus, I broke my neck before I didn't cry
that. I know that if I go to the doctor, they're going to say, you got to get your herniated fixed.
No, no, don't do that. Just get off the opiates and you don't get the surgery. Do not do that.
My back.
Shaggy, you got a call you like? You seem
No, because mostly all I do is except for one chick, and she's married, so I don't really do nothing
for
her.
He's not even reading them. He's just looking at the names, man. You guys got to take it back over.
All right, let's talk to Stacy. Stacy?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, there's a dude. Damn.
And he's married.
Shouldn't your name be like Jim or something?
Yeah, Stacy.
Stacy, you're a young homosexual. You're afraid to admit it. Let's hear it. This is what we're here for. Let's talk about it.
You picked a great night to call, Stace.
He's married to a man. And
you're not really homosexual. Nonetheless, you had sex with a man. Look, you can build 1,000 bridges, have sex with a man one time. What are you remembered for? You know what I mean?
Gay.
Right.
That's you're right. A homo. Deal with it, Jesse. Or what's his name? Terry? Sarah?
No. His name is Jessica.
Jessica, listen. Deal with it. Buff him off. Go ahead. That's what you're there for. You know you want to do it.
At least hook your husband up. Make him happy.
Does his butt give you a chubby? That's not normal. Reality.
Plus, the pain medication's kicking in for Violent J. Stacy.
Yeah.
You and your wife have been living in their car for 15 weeks?
Yeah, you sound
Look at the insane clown posse coming down on Stacy, and these poor people have been living out of their car.
Well, look, Stacy and his husband, Jessica,
he's a flaming gay, afraid to admit his own problems.
let me
guess. He didn't name himself Stacy. It means his dad was gay.
He's trying to tell us about his burly wife.
Like
husband,
father, like
wife,
son, man.
Whatever the laws are.
What kind of car is it, Stacy?
That's a Volkswagen Beetle, I guarantee it. Any dude that drives one of those has to be.
Cavalier?
Besides,
you don't know. He might be talking about a tour bus stretch. We don't know where he's living.
Why are you living out of your car?
Well, for one, I can't.
Because he's gay.
No jobs around I can't find. And, we haven't been saving up like we should be saving up.
All right. Anyway, you guys doing drugs or anything?
No, sir.
Listen
we don't
to the bassing going on in the background. And I can hear his wife hitting the damn pipe right there.
And what happens, like, when you're. Kids get older, they move to the trunk, or how does that work?
No, I'm trying to figure. I figured I'd call you because I've been listening to you for a few years now. I figured you might have some good ideas or something. I do have.
What moving out of your car and it's like a sex line or something?
If I can have help.
All right. Let's talk to Stacey.
What do you want, a job, a handout?
Let's talk to Stacey about moving out. First thing, you got to stop the car. That's my first rule.
Wait for a McDonald's and get an application.
Pull over and park the car before you actually climb out of the car. Second part of moving out of the car involves
smack yourself and wake up because it ain't happening.
How old was that dude?
34 years old.
Man.
Dude, there's something missing in this story.
Well, like drugs or something, right?
Some disability, some problem, or some unwillingness to...
A disability... Above being named Stacy and being a male?
Tonight, they say that's a disability.
Yeah, and a crackhead.
Because he
does a disability every night.
I was like, Stacy, finally a chick calls, you know? And it's a dude.
You know what? The bottom line is Adam's a juggalo. He can't even front. Listen to him. Called him out right
he
out.
Know, he knows.
I told you I was a juggalo,
is.
Drew. Stacy?
Drew's a juggalo, too. Drew's cool. You guys are the bomb, man.
Thank you. And we love the insane clown posse, even though people get angry at us for loving them.
Because just looking over at Drew, I realized that he's probably got a license to write scripts.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk.
Yeah, man, kiss his ass. You'll go out of here with a sack of Vicodin.
My back
a sack
is,
of Vicodin.
Right. You're a doctor, ain't you?
Drew's got his car's a pharmacy.
I ain't hurting for nothing, man. I just want
some
pills.
Are you a real doctor? Is it like a Hollywood thing?
Stacy.
You can write prescriptions.
Stacy, this is Adam.
Oh, we got to talk at this show.
Listen.
It's the same station
it's
again?
It's a bad night. It's a bad night, buddy. We're not going to be able to deal out too much help tonight.
Why haven't you...
What are you talking about? We're giving super advice.
No, you guys are dynamite. I don't mean you two. I'm talking about Drew's having an off night. Drew's having an off night. Off night.
Why haven't you contacted any social services or tried to get any help with this?
Yeah, we've been everything here in Phoenix trying to get help. And whether we've been to Salvation Army, CES.
And what's the problem? What's holding you back?
We got to go through all the paperwork for medical papers.
Pop my collar.
Still doing all that.
Yeah, but you've been in your car for 4 months. Medical papers take about 2 days.
All right, look, you've been in your car for 4 months. Can you pop a wheelie?
Do you have a problem reading or anything or writing?
You should be super at popping wheelies. I want to peep that out.
No, it's just getting problems getting anybody to even work with us to help us.
Work for yourself, dumbass.
That's because you're so sad. All right, throw yourself on the mercy of your family.
It's supposed to be like love lines.
You're right.
The reason why nobody will help you is because you're so stale. It's just so boring. Nobody wants to hear this right now. There's a time and a place, Cindy.
That's right.
This ain't it.
That's right.
Damn it. You want the national radio show and everybody hear your problem? Take it to Jerry Springer. We're handling business. Call car lines, not love lines. Car lines, all right? Call the mechanic.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Shaggy and Violent J both here from Insane Clown Posse. We're going to hear something off the new CD.
No, hell no.
No, off the CD that's nine years old. No, off the
no,
last.
We're gonna. I brought something special.
Okay, we got a special treat for you, ICP fans.
You got to set it up.
Okay, after this. Hey, everybody, Insane Clown Posse are our guests tonight.
That's right. We love
these guys.
And we love you back, man.
Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Shaggy and Violent J both here tonight. I think what we're going to do is we'll take one more call. And by the way, Coldplay coming in tomorrow night. And anyone who knows Coldplay and knows Insane Clown Posse knows they're virtually the same band. Same music, same vibe. And you guys big Coldplay fans?
Who?
That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to ask them.
Yeah. Detroit, England, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a question for ICP, and then we'll hear a song. Laura?
Yes.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
I just wanted to call for your little guests that are on. Oh, to have them please sit back and shut up. Nobody's really calling to listen.
Wait a minute.
Let's talk about it, Laura. Let's discuss it, Laura, you little bitch. I know you didn't hang up. Are you there? Let's talk about you, little bitch. See?
Sorry, I just called to say that.
Shut up.
I'm sorry you guys had to experience that. That was unfair.
You guys don't got sensors or something? That just hurt my feelings.
We try to screen that stuff out, but once in a while something gets through the crack.
That guy hurts so bad. I'm going to leave.
Please, fellas.
Because she clearly said she does not want to hear me.
Jay, your mask is going to run. It's going to turn your arm green or purple.
He said, don't leave.
I'll tell you what's going to make it better. If we can hear something from the Insane Clown Posse.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. That's going to make it all better. All right, explain it. Explain
this is off. You guys, we didn't have nothing with us. I'm not going to lie. Right, we are unprepared.
Right. That's right. You didn't know you were coming on?
We knew. We just totally didn't think about it. You know what I mean?
That's what the pain medication does.
To give our sex advice and nothing more.
Right, right.
Not to plug or promote, but to just simply help.
That's what the band's about.
But all we had was this CD of rare stuff called Forgotten Freshness 3, which I love. But the particular song we're going to play here is very radio, or it wasn't ever intended to be released. I made it for my mom. I rapped over Tupac's instrumental.
Right.
And me and my friend Rudy, who's sitting out there behind a glass, the Rude Boy, we sang it for our moms.
Mm-hmm.
And we played it in the tour bus, and everybody liked it so much. They're always like, play the mom song. So we were putting together Forgotten Freshness Volume 3, which is an album of B-sides and rare stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we said, let's put it on there. So this is the mom song.
And
which
that went
is,
out, and my mom's all mad at me.
Because he didn't do it.
But they went to
the mall instead of coming to the studio with me and Rude Boy that day. Right, and now it came down to history.
Wait, no, that's right. I was at the mall.
Damn right.
All right.
And then they came later, and then we had already laced it up.
Right, I was at the titty.
This is the Insane Clown Posse. Well, at least it's a Violent J and Rudy, right?
The Rude Boy.
The Rude Boy with the mom song.
Mm-hmm. I respect my mother. With every step I take, she was there for my first step in the first place. Everybody wants out on their own. Now that I'm grown, I wanna be back home. In a world full of vipers, only my mother's love was righteous. I feel I've been to hell and back three times. I can never sum it up with these rhymes. Looking for a story to share with somebody, but they never seem to care. While I'm looking for this person everywhere, I'm slipping cause my mom is right here. Life moves along so fast. When I see real love at last, it's past. That ain't gonna happen to me. I can hear my conscience rapping to me. It's like, hey, you only got one real friend. From the cradle to the grave and back again. With unconditional love, that's my mother I'm speaking of. That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
My love will never change.
My love will never change.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Mama.
And I know it's true. Even in my darkest time, in my darkest hour, when my heart is blind, and I'm giving nobody respect, my mother's there to put my ass in check. Cause she don't play that Mr. Famous trash. She was putting them diapers on my ass. She's seen every side of me. It don't matter how thuggish I try to be. N.A.W. every week in the backyard. Now I'm in the big time trying to act hard. What matter when I look the years back? Was mama bringing them chairs back? Supporting every dream I got. And best believe, man, I dreamed a lot. Me and Rude Boy are trying to tell you. Not a day goes by in life we don't feel ya. We ain't taking nothing for granted. Mom's lasagna's so good I can't stand it. Mrs. Hill always greets me with a hug. See where Rudy got all his love.
That's just the way it is.
My love will never change.
My love will never change.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Mama. Just the way it is.
My love will never change.
My love will never change.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Mama.
Everybody around me, they use me and go for self. They want cash, equity, bank, and wealth. Mom puts that on the shelf. Yeah. All she cares about is my health. It all seems too good to be. As I'm battling life, mama's backing me. And she only really wants one thing of mine. Just a little time. Mother, in this world of scars, money and snakes and labor wars. Whatever else life puts me through, it's all number two when it comes to you. And your love is all I treasure. A real father just didn't measure. He was gone without a thing to say. I know he would have failed in comparison anyway. He gave me three times the love. Enough for you, him, and the God above. Rude Boy, his daddy was strong. Stayed holding on when the ease was gone. Nowadays, everything's alright. Millionaire rocking these microphones all night. Making all our dreams come true. And we full of love, mama, thanks to you. Still sorry about the China cabinet. Wish I could bring it all back now, damn it. Linda, Ron, Kathy, and Raul. We want you to know that we love you.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. My love will never change.
My love will never change.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Mama.
Come on, come on, come on. That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
My love will never change.
My love will never change.
That's the Insane Clown Posse, minus Shaggy and plus Rude Boy, because Shaggy had to go to the mall that day.
That wasn't an official recording thing. Well, that was having fun, though.
All
know?
Right, look, that's what I call the mall. All right,
I
so
see.
I don't get
it
busted.
It was the naked lady bar.
From my wife.
I understand.
Which don't exist.
I understand. Okay. I understand. Insane Clown Posse here tonight. We're going to hear something else from them in the 11 o'clock hour. And but the guys are eager to help. So let's talk to Katie, who's from Detroit.
Yeah, we'll help.
You guys been to Detroit? You guys know they
you know,
are?
You know, I've been there.
Hi. Yeah.
Been
well,
there.
Once or twice.
Katie?
Yeah.
What's
hi.
Up?
Shaggy and Violent J, are you guys still into Somas?
Hell yeah. As a matter of fact, we were just discussing that earlier with a street pharmacist. Yes, we are, as a matter of fact. Why? Do you have a connection in Detroit, I might add?
Well, I used to be a connection in Detroit for 5 years.
They used to sell drugs.
Maybe we should take this off the air.
No, I want to tell you something. I got off the crap after 5 years of being hooked on it.
Well, you can stop right there because we're not quitters.
Taking the effects, sir.
All right, we're not quitters. We ain't giving up.
Nobody likes a quitter.
We're still down with the cause. Soma's
Shut up. Really.
Searching for somas, right?
Soma is really tough to get off of. I've seen a lot more soma addiction lately, and people get this.
Yeah,
because they kick ass, man. Well, soma's in the bomb.
But when you come off, the syndrome, the withdrawal syndrome is long. It takes about a couple of weeks.
But I'm not a quitter.
And it feels like you're like you want to punch the wall all the time. You feel like
in
you
other
can't
words,
stop moving.
That's right.
Because I don't care. I just take something else and kill that pain. I know exactly what I'm doing.
But the important thing is,
I know that I have my pills laid out before me. I eat them like
Dr. Drew. Doctor, you said doctor. I'm just wondering.
Both of y'all.
Oh, okay. No, I agree.
I know what I'm doing. I got my pills laid out, so you can go ahead.
How many can you do?
Five. What are you in?
Well, wait a minute. What's
I take them till I'm retarded.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
You ever get Sabu? I don't want to say that. I was gonna say. Well, a friend of mine, Sabu, allegedly.
Back in the day.
Never did. I don't even want to bring
never
him
did
up.
It. Never
However,
did.
Some people get so Sabu they can't walk. Do you see what I'm saying? I know I'm known for getting Sabu. The tattoos on my neck, I was Sabu'd when I got them.
Right.
I couldn't even walk. My legs were like jelly.
Yeah, those tats.
I was so much.
You got the one right on the Adam's apple. That must have been painful. Painful right there.
I said, do it first before the somas kick in.
Man, he fell asleep and I held his head up. Just like his back. Yeah.
Choke on his vomit.
I know, but yes.
All right, hold on. What was Katie's? What was her question? Did she have a question?
No. She had
all right, Katie.
Comment.
We've heard enough from you.
Hey, just a minute.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Say that for your mama.
Hey, go get some somas for me.
All right. Let's talk to Eric. Eric.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
This question's for Jay and Shad.
Wait a minute. Time out, Eric. Man, much clown love, daughter to six. It's raining diamonds, but let's get serious, man. Let's get serious, man. They're not going to have us back, man. We got to. I didn't go through the schooling.
I didn't go to college for 10 years.
That's all right.
Just to be answering rock and roll questions. We're here to provide talent.
What's the question, Eric?
My question was, since Eshan was with you signing today, I was wondering if he was going to get under psychopathic soon.
Eshan is with us right now. Eshan, I can't. There's going to be something on the internet. There's going to be a very important announcement when it comes to for all the Esham fans about there. But I think everybody knows what's about to happen with Esham and me and Shaggy's label, Psychopathic. It's going down. It's going down. It's going down.
Down is
it's
good,
gonna
go though.
Down.
That's up.
No, yeah. It's going to go down so far.
Did you see the hooded killer that was chilling with us? That was Esham.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good, Eshan is.
Eshan. Eastside Hoes and Money.
Yep.
Eastside Hoes and Money. It's an acronym, all right?
Eshan.
All right, Eric. Stay in high school, all right?
All right.
No, so drop out and smoke crack.
To that bitch, Laura. Laura, screw you. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's right. Very loyal fans.
Thugging on
ICP
Laura.
Fans.
Laura called with some anti-soma propaganda. We don't need to hear that.
How are you going
to
come and call up here and kick anti-drug
I just got through
messages.
Talking about how my herniated his disc.
Yeah, listen. The man has a legitimate medical claim.
What do you think
drugs?
I'm doing at the Oil and Health Spa every night? I got legitimate reasons.
Right.
Doesn't matter if I have a girlfriend. I'm going in there simply to get my back rubbed.
And what about the Tylenol PM? Are you done with those?
I don't know why we have to bring that up.
You've moved on.
That's purely speculation at this point.
I understand.
I appreciate you answering my question for me.
Sure.
Hold on. I don't know why you have to feel the need to answer my question.
I could tell because the stuff you're enjoying now would drown out the Tylenol PM.
Yeah, it dwarfs
I'll
that.
Have you know something. When you don't take any Tylenol PMs for a couple weeks, a good little couple, four or five of them, it'll set you straight.
Yeah.
Just don't take them every night, I'm saying.
Right. Craig?
Yeah.
What's
I
up?
I told Craig and them.
See you. See you.
First off, the Grace Boudini, awesome man show.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, Dr. Drew, I have a question, okay? Uh-huh. I am about 6'7", about...
Wait a second, we're the guests here.
This guy's from Detroit.
6'7"?
6'7".
How tall?
Whoa.
6'7".
What are you, Andre the Giant?
What are you weighing there, brother?
400 pounds. Fat kid
what? Love forever. Fat kid love forever, yeah! Yeah! Yeah, I'll take my shirt off. Fat kid love, yeah!
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't even fat, but I got fat kid love. What up there, fatty kid?
And forget the speculation. I didn't lose any weight. I'm pure fat all day. Fat, yeah. Fat.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I drink too much liquid, like Mountain Dew, tea, pop, you know, whatever.
Cheese? Did you say he drinks cheese?
Tea.
No,
tea.
Oh. Tea.
So how are you going to drink cheese? Is melted in a microwave?
Yeah.
Well, maybe cheese in a can. Maybe cheese in a can.
Yeah, fat kid love, money.
All right. Right. Yeah, so what's the question, fat kid?
My question is, I just want to know, what's the best diet? Okay, I mean, I don't eat that much because I work midnight.
You know what? I could answer this for you if you guys would like. Seems how I lost an incredible amount of weight.
Yeah, you are slender. Down. Yeah, Somas yes. And Tylenol PMs.
Oh, no, there's
Fanta.
A very serious, strict workout going on top of the Somas and the perks.
What is it? What are your secrets?
Well, I'll have you know that when I was working with various medications as a
well, what did you weigh your most, by the way, Jay?
The truth is, I don't know because I never would. I never jumped on a scale or nothing.
But
that's the truth.
I got to say, from looking at you, we got to be talking about 50, 60 pounds
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, check it out. The thing is, I don't know. That's all speculation.
I'm saying, Drew,
I'm
you're
saying
a doctor.
I was easily had to be over 300 pounds because when I was in WCW, what were we talking about this
oh!
for? Come on, wait a minute. That's going to be on the next soundbite 6 months from now. I was 300 pounds, fat as hell, and I loved every minute of it. Quote me. Come on with that. We're talking about my fatness here. Back to the kid.
Yeah, I'm his dietitian, man.
How'd
his
you die?
He drinks cheese.
Look, it's simple.
That's it.
It's simple how I lost my easily well over 250 pounds.
Right.
Shut it off. You guys can. I think you can acknowledge that at least.
Yes, you're looking good.
I every night you put on a pair of headphones.
Right.
You smoke something proper.
Right. Right.
And you go for a walk, and then once walking, I'm talking to my 400-pound, 7'4" homie.
Right.
You walk, get into the music, don't think of nothing. And once that becomes nothing, like you're not tired no more, you start running a little bit. And then once that ain't nothing, you start running a little bit. And don't listen to everybody, because everybody has their own speculation on, even kids twice as fat as you. You know what? You're supposed to eat. Don't eat this and eat some of that. Your own techniques. Don't listen to them say, you know, you shouldn't be jogging because it's bad for your joints. It'll rotate your joints. Go to a gym. You don't want to go to a gym. You're a person of the night. You're a juggalo. You belong out there on the streets in the night, jogging with your headphones on next to me, you big fat 700-pound homie. We're homies, dog.
Don't
That's
listen
all you
to
do.
Him. The all real right. dad is Rip Fuels. Rip Fuels, made by Metroplex. Metrorex. Mixoplex.
All right, true, really. Is it more proteins and less carbs, right?
And more exercise. I like
more exercise.
Like that's how. That's it, man.
More
Get off
Soma.
Your ass, homie. Get out there and walk, man. Walk. You meet chicks
and
out
quit
there.
Quit drinking cheese.
You meet all kind of stuff. Just walk in the night, man. Think. Become. Get in touch with
Jay,
your side.
Jay was telling me he's juicing now, too. He takes a couple of fresh apples, some carrots, and a 15 Somas,
no,
and he dumps them in a
You got
juicer.
The wrong kind of juice. He's juicing.
Oh, he's on the,
but
right. He's on steroids. Yeah. He's on the juice.
Obviously,
right.
These... I could take my shirt off, but
no,
I'm going to steal all the heat.
You're looking
you know?
Good. You're looking good.
We just watched your tape of you incredibly physical in the athletic world, and I wouldn't want to just take my shirt off and shut you down.
It would bring a tear. I would cry like that Indian on the commercial. Huh. We're going to take a little break. Insane Clown Posse here tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Insane Clown Posse here tonight. Coldplay. In here tomorrow night, Carmen Electra the next night, and then Tom Arnold. So
Carmen Electra.
I know Carmen Electra's got mad sex knowledge to give out to people.
Yeah, that little whore, because I know all about her. Let me say something about her right now. Carmen Electra, you're a groupie. You're a grown-ass, sexy-ass groupie. That's it. Nothing else, nothing better than a groupie. Oh, how come it just happens to be all your boyfriends are all so damn famous? All the way back to even when Prince was, I don't want to say that, but hitting it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody she ever dated just happens to be a superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
What about what about the regular guys? You know what I'm
saying?
Go to a
white
That's
trash
right.
corner bar.
That's right.
You know?
Joe Sixpack. What about him? He can't get laid?
That's what I'm saying.
He can't get a little celebrity tail once in a while?
No, because he ain't got a face. It'll go good with Carmen Electra.
Rodman don't get enough?
Well, you know what? Carmen don't get none of this dingling right here. I'll bounce it off the bottom.
Jay's grabbing Drew's dong right now.
I cannot front. She can have mine all day.
All right, I'm going to let her know on Tuesday that Shaggy's in, Jay's out.
No, Jay said she could have some of his dong.
Okay, but Shaggy...
He said no. I said yes.
Yeah, okay. Shaggy might take her out on a date.
No. I don't want to take her on a date.
But
I just want to hit
it. Bang her? Okay. All right, I'll tell her.
I mean, if I had to take her like on a late 2-hour date or something.
No.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to her people.
She has to be able to floss you, though. She has to be able to take you out and take some pictures.
Look, I'll switch my whole story up. She has to take me on a date. How's that sound?
I'll tell her.
I wouldn't even bless her with the presence of my balls. All right, I wouldn't even bless her with that privilege.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hello?
Chris.
Hi.
I'm going to tell her that.
I just want to say that I've been a juggalo since sixth grade. I've been down with ICP, and I'm 16.
Great.
So you're in seventh grade.
And you're calling from Utah.
Yep.
Must be a lot of juggalos.
Very popular over there, right?
I'm not really with all the Mormons down here, but
yeah.
I just want to say that I listened to you guys. I think it was the last time you were on Loveline, and a kid called in and called you guys sellouts, and you said that someone could call in and call you sellouts if your video was on TRL right before the Backstreet Boys, and I seem to remember Let's Go All the Way was on before the Backstreet Boys, so I think
Oh, no.
Well, that's incredible, because I don't seem to remember that.
Wait a minute.
How could that have happened?
What's his name?
That's Chris.
Let me tell you something. I'll tip you on a little secret
now. It's so funny, because the thing is, the kid thinks he's schooling you, like, as if our video was on TRL. We wouldn't know, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you
something. It's so plugged in. It's so commercial.
Chris does not know the facts, man. We actually are a part of the Backstreet Boys, just with makeup on.
That's right.
I'm Justin. Okay.
Chris also has a vagina between his butt cheeks.
All right. Hey, Chris, thanks for the information there, buddy.
The guys seem to be digesting it well.
Was the Insane Clown Posse on TRL
before? Well, when he nailed me with the hard facts, I didn't know what to say. The fact is, we never been on TRL, you little bitch. Get out of here and go to bed anyway. You're 16, go to bed.
That's right.
You think we sold out? The only thing we sold out is underground clubs across this country when we rocked them. Just like I rocked your mom.
Yeah, that's right.
But stay a juggalo.
Art? Much love.
Yeah, but we love
it. Rain diamonds.
Art, you're 22. What's happening?
Art, don't call up here talking smack, Art. I'm telling you right now. You got a bump on your balls. Let's hear about it. You got syphilis under your nuts. What's happening? What's wrong with the mushroom cat?
Art,
just don't call here talking smack.
The band's agitated now, Art.
I'll give you some of that cheese if you want, though. But
all right.
Cool.
Here you go.
Hey, Dr. Dre.
Yes, sir.
All right. Dr.
Dre.
I want to be circumcised, but the thing is, I want to find out how long would it hurt afterwards.
You're not circumcised. Oh, God. You got that smegma stuff?
What the hell is that circumcised? Can I pull my eye? Will you tell me if I'm circumcised?
If you don't have a mushroom cap, you ain't circumcised.
Oh, I got a crazy helmet.
Yeah, if it looks like a Shar-Pei.
I got a pink helmet. Beautiful. Man, I've had girls grab my meat and tell me it's beautiful.
Art, you want to get circumcised?
Yeah. It'll hurt a couple weeks. It's pretty good pain.
Man,
yeah.
You better get circumcised. Well, I can't imagine being a girl and pulling that out.
You know, I'm not a urologist. I think it's maybe up to...
They give you some local?
No, he's wondering how long you can use it again.
Don't like a priest or something do that?
Maybe 3 or 4 weeks, tell you the truth. Yeah, maybe.
It's probably a lot easier to rub one out after you've been circumcised.
Just go to a tattoo place and get a Prince Albert in your extra skin piece there, pal.
Looks kind of nasty, though.
All right. Why do you want to get the circumcision?
It looks like he's got a sock on his mind.
I'm having sex. It's kind of irritating.
Yeah, all right.
So I've got to pull the skin back every day.
That's damn nasty. Where's the damn sensors at? That kid just said, I gotta pull this skin
and
back.
Clean it with a rubber.
And I'm the guy.
God.
The hell was that? Did you hear that? Where's your damn beep button? I gotta pull this skin back. Hang up on that freak.
That's disgusting.
The hell was that?
I'm sorry you had to hear that, Jay. Shaggy, that's pretty good vomit sound.
Growth is real.
Oh, okay.
What
oh,
that the hell did he just say? I don't understand. Circumstance looks like you got a sock on your penis, right?
Let me ask you something, Dr. Drew.
Yeah,
don't, like, with the uncircumcised disease, don't you get, like, that schmegma
stuff? Yeah, that's what he was complaining about.
So you got to pull his meat back and
clean
it
out.
Oh, that's so damn nasty. That kid should be smacked for saying that. I mean, he's probably a juggalo. You know, that's
I'll reach
all
my hand through this microphone and choke you out of your speaker.
Straight up, man. What the hell, man?
But he wants
He wants to cut it off.
Keep it in the closet, though.
That's what I'm saying, man. Go to a doctor. And
he'll
oh, wait.
Fine.
That's
he'll
right. We
fine.
Are doctors.
Well, you know, speaking of things like that, my nipple is long and hangs down.
No.
Could you take a look at it? What the hell?
And my butthole's an Audi.
All right. Let's take a little break. Insane Clown Posse, our guest tonight. We'll be right back with them after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Insane Clown Posse in here tonight. Shaggy and Violent J.
Shaggy's enjoying
Violent
Twix.
J got a fagel.
Yes.
I can't get no answer my Twix.
As I crack it open, fresh out of our cooler.
Violent J said he was going to tell us a story about Pam Anderson during the commercial break. We
it's
told him just to
super.
Save it for the air. So.
Hold on, before he says it, I was a witness to testimony.
So was the rude boy outside, too. He has seen it.
I have seen it.
As well as Sabu.
What happened? What happened?
Are you guys familiar with Sabu?
Yeah, Sabu. He collaborated with you.
Right,
on this.
Right. The member?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a new member.
Right. The guy.
Right.
Okay, so,
what are you doing, Drew? Stop that.
I'm listening.
Drew, don't monkey with the band.
That sucks, man.
I was trying to throw the trash can
over
there.
Don't agitate the band, Drew. Sorry. I'm sorry you had to say that.
Well, I come on his show as a professional, right? And he's flicking paper. I mean, he's the doctor. What kind of wild house are you guys running here?
I don't know what kind of wild house
this is. Did you do that in medical school? Because I know
Rudy?
When I was in medical school.
I'm sure you did.
What do you got us booked on? He's throwing papers at me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to see that, Jay.
All right. Anyway, this is a true story. We went into this naked lady bar, you know, this is about 3 weeks, no, about 4 weeks ago,
right.
A week before the gathering.
Right.
So we went in there and we walked in, you know what I'm saying? And we just walked in. We're not very much on the club scene, you know what I'm saying?
We're trying to score a sack.
Right.
And you had your smoking gear on?
No.
No.
No, we plain faced it off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just sneaking in on the down low. We were looking for a sack.
No, you can't go buy weed with a mask on, you know, otherwise you might get shot.
Yeah. Right. They think you're a narc.
They won't let you in a titty bar. You know?
Right.
So we go in there, and I notice Mark McLoaf from Sugar Ray.
Oh,
the lead
Mark
singer.
McGrath.
That,
right.
You know, that group Sugar Wolf.
Right.
Right, the lead singer.
Right.
Halo around your bedpost.
Halo around your bedpost?
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Mark McGrath.
Right. Right.
Him.
Yeah.
Killing.
He's in there. He's hanging in the titty bar.
He's
right?
a superstar.
He's a big name.
So I just figure I'll go over and say hi. You know what I'm saying?
There's one artist to the next.
So I walk over to him, like, hey, you know, you're the guy from Sugar Ray. How you doing? I'm from Insane Clown Posse. He's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, yeah, I am. He goes, no, you're not, dude. And I said, yeah, I am. He's like, dude, no way. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And he's like, I got all your CDs. And he starts talking to me. This is the truth. I'm calling him out. If you're listening, Mark McLoaf, I called you out, dog. Anyway, he was down. He was cool.
Right.
But out of the corner of my eye,
no.
I noticed Pamela Anderson chilling.
Right.
Right? So I had
with Sugar Wolf.
With Sugar Wolf.
Right.
So I was like, right over to her, like, what's up? Where you from? Who you with? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was like, you know, and Mark McLoaf came over there, and he was like, this is the guy from ICP, Pam, the clowns. And she's like, oh, you know, blah, 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 right? We're talking everything.
Right.
And choke on this, Kid Rock, because this is the truth. Next thing you know, she talks about, she mentions her kids. She says something about her kids. So I think, okay. And I said to her, you know what's really cool, man, is the fact that we're in this naked lady bar, and you're one of the most beautiful women in the world, and all that's on your mind is your kids, man. That's beautiful. That's just so beautiful, you know? And she was
her
like,
kids, and, you know, and
you know,
alcohol.
That was smooth, because she was like, looked at me like in the eye. We had a little eye contact after that, you know? And then she's like, Yeah, and we start talking and everything, and she's talking about the kids, and I said, man, I remember one time I was on an airplane, I read an interview with you and Kid Rock, and he was talking about, you know, I'm a cowboy and all this stuff, but all you kept saying was talking about your kids, man. I thought that was so cool. I didn't even know you, man. And she was having it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She was having
it. Somehow, I was sitting next to him, and he sprung me with that.
That's the whole story you talking
no.
about?
No. Hell no.
All right.
So she goes, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing tomorrow? And I'm like, I'm chilling. You know, I had a photo shoot. I had a gang and stuff to do. But I was front. I was like, nothing. Why? What's up? She goes, I'm having a barbecue. Why don't you come barbecue with me and my kids up in Malibu? And I was like, oh, man, it's probably going to be like a Dr. Dre video up there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Up in Malibu, up Pamela, you know, Anderson's house.
Right.
Titty volleyball, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
not
let's
go.
Not in
that
go.
Order. That's right.
Right. So, and I said, yeah, we'll come up there. Hell yeah. She goes, no, just you.
Ooh.
Just you. This is the truth,
yeah,
man.
Don't be looking at me like that, man.
Jack, how many states? How many people
man,
are listening?
I was just chilling.
They think I'm lying. I don't care. I'm choking the mic right now because I'm telling you the truth.
No, I know it's
me.
The truth. I know because I know she lives up in the hills of Malibu.
So listen to this. Listen to this. So then she goes, so what do I say? Do I say, yeah, I'll come there and barbecue with you and your kids? But no, I play it off. I said, you know what? I'm not coming unless Sunday you come and watch me wrestle. Because we had a wrestling match.
He acting like he wrestled.
That
he
Sunday in L.A.
Right.
We had a wrestling match, a surprise wrestling match with Sabu, who's a wrestler. We were making a surprise appearance. She's like, what do you mean wrestling? I was like, you know, WWF style wrestling. Bang, you know? And she's like, you mean you're going to wrestle? I'm like, yeah. She's like, my kids love wrestling. And I'm like, then you're going to come through Sunday? She was like, yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm about to tap that ass. You know what
sure.
I'm saying?
You're as good as home.
One for the underdogs.
That's right.
One for the damn scrubs.
For the regular man.
But he talking about he won't get with Carmen Electra.
Hey, Carmen Electra is a grown-ass groupie. That's
oh, yeah.
It.
He's moved beyond that.
You know, Pamela Anderson,
right.
She be going
just
out
to
with,
get the
know.
End of my story.
Right, let's continue.
Get the end of my story. So she's like, come with me to the rock and roll after party. I didn't know what that was. I still don't know. I'm a nerd. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing there. We were trying to score a sack. You know what I mean? And she's just like, come to the rock and roll after party. And then Mark McLoaf jumps back up, and he's like, look, man. You know, he just starts talking. He's like, I'm on your website all the time. You know, you're going downhill. Your tours aren't drawing what they used to.
What?
And I'm like, you're wrong. You're crazy. What are you
What's
saying?
What's wrong with Marky saying that crap?
He's telling me this. And he's like, you guys need to hook up with the Neptunes and go to radio. Why don't you go to MTV, man? You could be so large. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, but if you're happy with 500,000 record sales each time out, that's fine. But talk to me, brother. I'm about 4 million, 5 million. I'm Mark McLoaf. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm trying to talk to Pam. I don't give a damn about records right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was trying to get that ass, you know? And he's like, she's like, you're going to come to the rock and roll after party. I'm like, let's go. I'm ready to go. Mark McLoaf's like, please, man, let me talk to you. Listen, I got to hook up on the Neptunes, these producer guys or something. I'm like, I don't care. And he's like, Pam, give me 5 minutes with him. I'll take him to the party. Pam Anderson's like, are you going to come? I'm like, I'm ready to go with you now, but Mark McLoaf, you know what I mean? But she was like, he was like, just let me take you. Let me talk to you for 5 more minutes.
Long story short, he got a BJ from the McLoafster in the head of Crazy Girls.
Worse than that.
He gave him that.
It's a true story. True story. Worse than that. She's like, you better come. You better come. And she's like, Mark, you better bring him. Mark's like, I am, Pam. Just let me talk to him. You know what I mean?
He doesn't sound like that.
I swear to God on my mom.
Whoa,
to the best of my knowledge, this is what he was saying.
Okay.
He sounded like a little newborn woman. He sounded like a little bitch ass. He was like, let me talk for 5 more minutes, and that's the truth on Shaggy's balls.
Hey, man, easy, man. And my balls are chilling.
And that was it?
That's the whole story?
No.
So then
what happened?
She leaves. Well, I'm like, rock and roll after party. Yeah, just let me finish with this hound dog. You know what I mean? And he's like, man, you got to hook up with the Neptunes. And I said, let me tell you something, man. For 10 years, we built a fan base, man, the Juggalos, man. That's, and I was like, and they are strong, and they're not going anywhere. We're happy where we're at. It's cool. I don't even like coming on your guys' show explaining that it ain't even worth it. It's like the people that know already know. You know what
hold
I'm
on.
Saying?
Hold on a second. How do we take he doesn't like coming on our show?
No. I'm saying I like coming on, being with you guys, but I'm saying I don't like trying to explain. I don't, trying to explain because I know it ain't going to help.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody really. If you're not a Juggalo, you're probably never going
to
be. You know.
All right. So let's get to the point where you do something to Mark McGrath.
So he says, "F the Juggalos."
Oh no.
Yeah.
No, you never say that.
He said it in a mumble of speech.
I think Jay beat the crap out of Mark.
No, rude boy out there. He stepped up to him when he said that. And Sabu stepped up to him when he said that, and everybody kind of got a little heated because it really wasn't called for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, hey, no, I'm probably going to get my ass kicked here. I don't want to get my ass kicked. I'm a fan. I'm saying you can be, you're so under your talents. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let me use the bathroom. I'll be right back. 1 second. Sucked out the back door.
Oh, that puss.
And was gone.
He was trying to tap that
Pam ass.
Never found out where the Pam ass was. You know, listen, my only intentions were to go up to Malibu.
Hold on. What would you have done to Pam Anderson's ass?
I'll tell you exactly what I'd have done.
Because this is where the story gets sweet.
I'd have stuffed it full of this wank.
When Violent J speaks about what he hypothetically would have done to Pam Anderson's ass.
A little romantic music, please.
This is great.
A chandelier, a boomerang, a loaf of bread, and a gallon of glue.
Nice.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But she would have got turned out. Left and right.
He peeking through the window.
Oh, what kind of story is that?
Tagged in a Shaggy. Shaggy would have came with my new and improved skinnier, slender frame. I could have made the tag, Killer Bee style. And Shaggy would have came in with the mask, and she wouldn't have noticed the switch. And he'd have got a couple strokes off the little whore. She wouldn't have noticed. But listen to what I'm saying.
Right.
That was going to be one for the underdogs.
Yeah. Right. That would have been. That would have been.
I would have pulled my dingling out upon nut. And bounced it off her face like, you should have never let me hit it.
Yeah, you would have flogged her.
Because I'm a scrub. Bobbling it off her nose.
The whole point of the story is, somehow, Pamela Anderson asked a scrub on a date.
And didn't realize it because I played it off like I was a Hollywood schmoozer the whole time. Yeah!
That'll tell you. That is an inspiring story. When I hear about what you hypothetically would have done to a celebrity sexually, it gives me the strength to wake up in the morning. Let me tell you about the time
I
thought about nailing Carmen Electra.
Oh, Mr. Carolla, I didn't know Pam Anderson asked you out or invited you up to her ranch for the weekend. When did that happen? When did I miss that?
When did it become a ranch?
Did that happen on the man show? Did we miss that, man? I must have missed that episode.
All right.
Because I know she asked me out, all right, and that means something where I'm from.
I like Mark McGrath.
He don't even got nothing to do with the story.
Okay, all right. I think he's a nice guy.
I like him, too. He is a nice guy, but he said after Juggalos, and he, if you say it in the middle of a tongue twist or in a bold statement, just don't say that to us, because that's all we got, and that's what we love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's going wrong there, and that's when it got ugly.
Probably his goody ducked that. You guys might have kicked his ass.
No, we were trying to get some tail, man. We had a bag of the finest, and we were, you know...
To be fair, realistically, there's probably only about a 95% chance you would have nailed Pam in the ass, right?
Yeah. In the ass?
Only
in the
because
ass.
Her neddin's probably, I mean...
Well, you can you get the hepatitis from the ass?
Oh. Let me tell you something about hepatitis.
John, all right, let's take a call. I don't want to hear about hepatitis.
I'd have took it. All right. Give me the C. I'd have took it just like that. Poked a hole in my penis for an open wound and everything. Said, give it to me. I wouldn't have gave a damn.
Right. Would have been an honor.
Bragging rights? Come on.
You wear
would have been an honor.
Wear a condom.
No, it would have been, guess where I got this hepatitis? It would have been talking about for the next 60 years.
There you go.
John?
You couldn't drink if you had hepatitis C.
Wait, I want to clear just one more thing up before John comes in with his problem about his anus. The bottom line is this. I ain't dissing Pamela Anderson.
No, but you
could have
had her.
She was off the hook for asking me out, man. That was off the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Clearly, you could have had her.
And I don't got nothing negative to say about her.
Hold on.
Mark Mitloaf, though, you know, you picked the wrong time, homie. I'll sign you an autograph.
Let me ask
you. It ain't no problem, but not when I'm trying to talk to Pam.
Let me ask Drew a hypothetical.
Yeah.
That story was 13 minutes long, and he didn't nail her. Imagine if he nailed her. It'd be like 22 hours more.
It'd be worth the story, though. You know what I'm saying?
It would be worth it.
Because there's some people out there. Hold on.
Pamela Anderson. Right.
There's some people out there that can appreciate that.
You got to nail her the next time around.
Being asked out by Pam Anderson.
Up to the ranch. For a week. John?
What's up?
You're 18.
Yeah, man. My boy's a little messed up from chatting today all day, man. But, hey, me and my girlfriend have been talking about having anal sex, right?
Right. That's what Violent J would have done to Pam Anderson.
Right, right. Yeah. Right. So I was wondering, like, are there any, like, diseases that you can get off that?
Besides
poop? It's called the Dune disease.
Well, she's actually the one more at risk from getting disease from you. The receptive partner is more at risk.
Yeah, but he's not concerned about that, given
he's worried about getting. And you can't get essentially any other disease that you could get from vaginal intercourse.
Stay out of the damn butthole, man.
And nut sacks don't belong in butt cracks.
And you'll give her, you know, we get calls once in a while. Just a couple nights ago, I got a woman that was bleeding, you know, constantly.
Just bang her net and peace out, money.
I've never had anal sex. My ding-a-ling is straight up too fat. It's
check it out.
Microphone.
No, I got a story.
Really?
Let me get a couple rubs off right quick, and I'll pull it out and show y'all.
Now, let me tell you something. I was in L.A. shooting a video, all right? And I flew this chick out, and I was hitting it, right?
Right.
Like, all the way up to the nuts, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was hitting it from the back.
Yeah.
And my meat slipped out.
And poked
her. How it happened. No. Simmer down now.
Okay. All
right, I'm saying. So whatever. So she grabbed it and put it back up in her, right? But I didn't know it was in her butt.
She put it in her
butt.
And I didn't even know. Her butt was so blew out.
Her butt was so blew out, it felt like a warm bucket of water.
Here goes the stale part,
That's what he told me. He said it felt like a warm bucket of water. He was just washing his penis in a bucket of water. That's what he said it felt like.
It felt like a hot bottle of pudding.
Wow. You know?
So I'm hitting it, right?
And we're talking about her O-ring.
This is my story, man. I ain't talking about Pamela Anderson. Shut up.
Just let it be known.
So anyways, I mean, this is just some generic freak off the streets. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, you know, I was hollering. Whatever. But anyhow, so I go to nut, right? And I pull my condom off, and I bust all over her back, right?
Right.
And she turns around and looks at me like, what you doing, man? I was like, what are you talking about, man? I ain't even trying to see nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Impregnation, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make money over here.
Right. Staggy still thinks you can get her pregnant in the butt.
Well, that's what was the stupid part. Because then she was like, what are you doing? It was in my butt. You know? And I felt like the dumbest idiot in the world, man.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure. That's all. Just making sure, you know, because I didn't want to make fun of her for having a blew-out butt.
Right.
Because I still had two more days with it to hit it.
You did what a gentleman would have done.
Exactly.
That's the point. Sir Walter Raleigh.
But I did use my underwear for a nut rag.
That's nice.
So, you know, I did the gentleman.
Wow. That's like laying down your overcoat over a puddle of water for a young lady to step into a carriage.
You pull your drawers off, you know.
In the book of chivalry, it is specified.
Well, it's the modern equivalent to the gentleman laying down the overcoat over the puddle of water.
2002, man.
Is swabbing down the back with the underpants.
Or sticking his penis in the warm bucket of water.
Right.
That happened to be this girl's butthole on
this
day.
Just like opening the door.
She stuck it in there.
Carrie?
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Carrie, you're 24.
Yes.
Have you had it in the butt?
It's your lucky night.
Let's find out about your butt. Let's hear about your rectum, Carrie. What's wrong with it? Have you had it in your butt? Have you been stretched?
That's the theme tonight, butt
sex. What's up, Carrie?
I don't do butt sex.
Oh, well then.
What are you calling for?
First of all,
I want to say I've been a juggalette for 6 years.
Whoa.
Wow. And you won't take it in the butt for your fellow juggalo.
Jay takes it in the butt. Why won't you?
Hey, do we got a censor button on that?
He gave you Mark McGrath blowjobs, take it in the
what
butt.
What the hell is going on?
Wait, I didn't say that, man. Dr. Drew said that.
That was true.
But anyway.
Yeah, Carrie.
Carrie, you have a question?
My question is, I am excellent at giving head.
Help me. This is going all in the right places. Go ahead.
I love it.
Who you with? Where are you from? What's your number?
Are you in California right now?
No, I'm not.
Well, damn. Okay. That's all right. We got a tour coming up.
By the way, that kind of head is exactly what Pam Anderson would have been giving Violent J had he gone up to the ranch for the weekend. But go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, he's despondent.
How come only during a 69 while I'm orgasming, can I deep throat? I cannot swallow the whole thing.
Because you ain't thinking about sucking at meat. You're thinking about busting
that
nut.
That don't make no sense, right?
Unless
just because
I'm
she's having an orgasm.
And how can I get past the gag reflex?
You lose the gag reflex during the orgasm.
Yes.
It's like saying you have a pounding headache, but how come you don't have a pounding headache when someone drives a nail through your foot?
Right. You know,
for that second, you're thinking about your foot.
That problem, break your finger.
Right.
It's not a pain thing. It's really a reflex.
Right, but whatever it is, she's out of her mind. You know what I mean? Like you lose it when you're drunk a little bit.
She's out of mind. She sounds
I don't mean crazy, but I mean she's in another place.
Right.
It's like saying,
well, how can I I want to be able to
practice on cucumbers and other large objects.
Can
like
you
my,
practice
my meat.
That?
Yeah. I'll give you plenty of practice, man. I'll give you plenty of practice. That's not a problem.
But you can deep throat.
Carrie, I'll tell you what you do. You go over to Shaggy's house in Detroit. He'll put his penis through the mail slot in the front door.
And Jay will put his foot in your ass because this is all you're just trying to get our wangs hard with this BS-ass question.
Oh.
I already busted a nut.
Jay doesn't believe you.
Oh, when I'm 69 and I like the deep throat, get out of here. I'm sure. Get out of here.
All right, but
I'll play the next guy role. Don't listen to him, man. I'll holler at you.
Her second problem was her jugs are so big that she can't often deep throat all the way.
If you give this bomb-ass head you're talking about, who's going to be worried about eating your Ned now? If I was getting some of that bomb-ass head you were talking about, I'd just be kicking back beach house style like, yeah, catch all of that. Here it comes. Catch all of that. Yeah. Hey, show the nuts, love. Show the nuts some love. Yeah.
Home.
There you go. Get up under
like
the nuts.
Monk.
Get that itch. Yeah. Right.
How about that, Drew? Can you practice? Can you do away? I mean, like yes, a sword swallower
right,
can work on that, right?
I think you can practice away the gag reflex.
Ask Jay about like Mark McGrath.
It's interesting. I mean, during
what the hell is this stupid ass joke?
I don't know what that meant. I don't know what that meant.
During orgasm, there is a surge from the autonomic nervous system that might change the reflex function.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the dude just really shoved it down in your neck hard.
Yeah, you can just practice. You can practice. All right. Insane Clown Posse in here tonight. We're going to hear something.
Is that who's here?
Yeah, those are these two guys.
Oh, my God. I barely knew they were here.
You thought it was Coldplay, but no.
When I'm 69 and I can deep throat, come on. You guys ain't buying that.
All right, you guys got 4 minutes to beat off. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Insane Clown Posse in here tonight. The Wraith, the sixth and final.
Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, Dr. Shaggy is in here along with Violent J. The Wraith, the sixth and final Joker's card, is coming out on November 5th.
That might just sound like some words ran off or
no,
a plug, but
more
it means
than that.
A lot to the Juggalo Nation, I'll tell you that, and it means a lot to us. That's the sixth Joker's card.
I almost cry every time I hear the name.
Ten years in the making.
The Juggalo Nation has to start preparing for the unleashing of that CD, which is going to take place. And it's coming up faster than we think, just a few months away. Drew, what do you got there? You're pointing at something?
I just want to see the pictures here.
All right. Let's,
the train and diamonds.
Let's take a phone call, and then we'll hear something else from Insane Clown Posse. Jane?
Yes?
You're 46.
Yes, I am.
So you've probably had it in the tail a couple times, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good
your
there.
Tailpipe, nice. Make a boost. Back door.
Sure,
her kids are listening.
You little butthore. Let's hear your problem.
She's got a 17-year-old sitting by the radio right now.
That's all right. He probably takes in the butt, too. It's nice. 2002.
Yeah, that was my point.
I know.
Jane? Yeah.
Jay, I know you're interested in family, and with the release of the sixth, you are getting closer to Shangri-La, and I want to know if there's a change. Are you thinking about settling down and becoming a married man?
I have a woman.
Is that a proposal?
I have a woman in my life that is on the down low of my life. And if there's going to be any tie in the knot, you know what I'm saying?
It'll be her. What about?
I was going to say something totally different.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Her dad uses a limo company. She's going to let us use the limos and all that. So, yeah, it'll be the bomb ass.
Now, what about you almost nailing Pam Anderson?
I almost put my penis in her butt just like it sounds.
And
I came a lot closer than probably 100% of the people out there listening.
The point is what about your old lady? What if she found out about this? Would she
come
understand?
Come on, how could she be mad? It's Pamela Anderson.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you could be mad shit. Brad Pitt stepped to her, you know, saying,
right.
Hey, I'm Brad Pitt, let me tap it, you know.
Right. That's you'd be all right with that, right?
Them jokes. Them are just jokes.
Jane?
Them are just jokes out there.
Yeah, hold on. Jay just turned into Uncle Ben from the converted rice package.
I would like to give a special shout-out to Missy Hyatt, who we know is listening, and wrestling fans across the globe know who Missy Hyatt is.
Sure.
And she's a beautiful, lovely woman with big ass that just sounds like beautiful,
it sounds
harmonious
like
smacks when you
sounds like a hi-hat.
Jane.
Yeah.
Jane, any other questions?
I just wanted to tell him we're waiting for the race to come out, and all the desert juggalos and the people out west are really excited.
You're from Pakistan?
That,
the desert juggalos?
She's from Phoenix, same place.
Oh, okay. I got
hey, listen, you're 46. You have some kids, Jane?
Yeah, I have three.
And they're juggalos?
Which means you're having some sex then.
Yeah, they're all juggalos, hardcore juggalos. Whoa. We've been to the gathering just a few weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
See, now listen, now wait a minute. It's obvious
this
that this woman is very intelligent, right? Now, oh, how could this woman be down with the Insane Clown Posse if there wasn't more to be read than what's on the surface?
That's right.
There's a lot more to his music.
She
you
could
just
be high.
Need to listen to it.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Well, she's down with the clown.
Interestingly, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, we are. Hey, Jane, how old are your kids, by the way?
I've got one that's 23, one that's 18, and one that's 13.
And you all attend this Insane Clown Posse concert?
We've been to all three gatherings. We're hardcore juggalos.
That's true. Could you imagine going to see ICP with your folks?
In that case, let me apologize for calling you a butthole.
How about your kids?
I didn't mean to call you that. I didn't know that you were, in fact, a...
How about that?
This is a mother
that is bringing onto this earth generations and generations of juggalos.
Doesn't mean she's not a butthole.
No.
I'm just saying,
it does not exclude her ass
for saying I probably should have kept it on the low.
You know,
I'm not saying she's
paid.
Not or
right.
that she is or that...
No, I understand.
Shaggy is or isn't fair.
Easy.
Let's.
You see, we got wrestling song, last time. You want to see a match?
Yeah, this song we're about to play here is the other only song on this rare CD
another Violent
Forgotten Freshness
song.
Volume 3, which is the hidden track on the album, and it doesn't have any swearing because, once again, it was never intended to be released. It's got my mom rapping on it, man.
Really?
It's awesome.
And where was Shaggy? Were you at the mall during
I'm not like his brother. You know, so I'm his brother,
but you're in the band.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's got
some
mom,
of the songs.
These are his brother. You know what I'm saying?
These are songs that we just made. Just
I was at home
fun,
chilling
you know
with my kids.
I understand. All right,
I'm my karaoke machine.
This
has got my brother.
This is Violent J and your mother.
My mom. It's got my brother, my niece. It's a hidden track. It's the only thing we got that's radio friendly. So you got.
All right, everyone's rapping on it. All right, let's listen to Insane Clown Posse.
It's fresh though.
Everybody, I'm chilling here with Samantha.
Hi, guys.
And I bet you wonder how we like to do things around here. What we like to do them with family.
We're family, family. Every one of us is family. What would life be without family? We're family, family.
Well, my name is Joe, and I flow like whoa. I stepped on stage and I stole the show. Minnie C, she dined with me, but today I'm representing our family. Save this song for years and years. Guaranteed one day it'll bring you tears, cause you'll remember how things were back in the day. Let's try and keep it this way.
My name is Mom and I'm on the mic.
Yeah.
Kicking that style that I know you like.
Right.
I'm from Detroit, the city of boom. I used to send Violent J to his room.
What?
When I bust this funky style, my money stacks up over a mile. Now I think I'll pass the mic to another fresh MC I know you'll like.
I got some bad love for everyone on this track. This is Rob rolling strong on a group attack. Samantha's my daughter, my mom is my mom. Nancy's my wife cause she is the bomb.
Hey, don't forget about me on this roll call.
Joe is my brother who is standing tall. Together there's power for my unity. And I feel blessed to have my family.
I am Samantha.
I've got much fame, cause
like you know, or get slapped in the head with not a dough. I do the booty shake with my daughter Sam, cause she's the one with the master plan. I got much love from New York and back, don't question me, cause that's a fact. My name is Chris, as if you don't know, I fear worldwide for my crazy flow. I was born and raised in Romulus, that's where I first learned how to bust. This song is making history, it's real, it's all about family. I'm quiet, I don't say much and I'm shy. Any minute though, I might sing your eye.
We're family, family, every one of us is family. What would life be without family? We're family, family.
Yeah, the Bruce Brothers are never dead.
No Jew would ever do that. Did you picture a Jewish family doing that, Drew?
Rapping?
Yeah.
That just proves that my mom and my family got dope skills on the mic. That's all I know that says. It might not be regular ICP flavor. That's fine.
You need to put that out on the web.
Yeah, but that's good.
That's just a little something from my mom.
I like your niece, yeah.
Yeah, my niece is a bomb rapper, Samantha.
She does the booty shake.
Everywhere she goes.
That's right. Well,
I could get my family rapping.
The Corolla rap. Oh, my God.
My mom with her 20-minute messages on my answering machine that just go nowhere. And they could really be consolidated in about 10 seconds, but they go on for like 20 minutes. And the real meat comes in the last 5 seconds, and I always erase it before I get to the good part. Mm-hmm. And then I show up at the house.
You get the reason why she called, you never heard
right,
it.
Right, right. I show up, you get my message? Yeah, that's what happens. I said, Ma, where's Grandma? I asked you to pick her up.
Joe Craig and them.
Didn't you get my message? You hear my message? Yeah, I heard the first part of it. Well, I said, you know, that's a problem. My mom saves all the juicy crap for the end. It's like a movie.
I heard the part about the canaries on the phone wires.
She didn't want to give away the plot of the message until the very end, until the last act. But by then, I've fallen asleep. All right, hope she's not listening. Sarah, you're 24.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have very perky nipples.
No! Oh, this is my call!
I was hoping.
So you got erasers.
I was hoping that maybe you'd address this.
Hey, I got no problem with addressing them. Let's hear about them. They're perking up, huh? Well, let's hear about them.
So you want us to undress them for you?
Well, here's the deal. No, I mean, they're bigger than gumdrops, right?
Hey, that's how we like them.
That's just weird, man. He likes that.
But I'm only like a B cup size, and they're always hard. Like I can be turned on, I can be cold. It always looks like I'm turned on.
I got the same
problem.
But
they're like gumdrops, just marinating.
I mean, they're cute, but the thing is, like,
so they don't look all nasty and weird.
Are they
that dude with the skinny guy pulled back and all that?
Are you poking through your tops all the time? Is it noticeable?
Well, I mean, this morning when I was just wearing my Dark Lotus jersey, I could feel them all the way through. And you know, those jerseys are thick.
Where are you at? Are you in California?
She said, look out the window. You see my nipples.
I might have to get a look at these nips here personally. I'm saying, we're staying at the. That's what I'm saying.
I know where that is.
I might have to look at those nips personally.
Come on.
No, seriously, I might have to give them a tweak or something. Turn them up to volume 10 and let's get them hard.
She forgot the part about where her face looks like a cockroach.
I'm picturing Violent J like primping for his date by armor-alling his head.
His mask.
Yeah, his mask. Yeah. Picture in the mirror, like, armor-alling his forehead.
It's kind of a shame people miss the visual of Violent J talking about the volume buttons and things.
Hey, if she's flashing nipples, I'm flashing face.
She's in Pasadena. She's in Pasadena.
Flashing nuts. Well, she needs to bring her and them hard nipple gum.
Ain't gumdrops big, though?
Well, they're not too big. They're not big enough to be scary, but it's just kind of uncomfortable because men are always staring at my breasts if I'm not wearing a bra because they're always obvious.
Yeah. What about putting some little pasties or
How
something
are you in
on
a sack?
I used to put Band-Aids on them. It was very
Really?
Good.
How old are you?
I like that.
24.
So she's not 16?
No.
No.
Well, all right. We can. This can. You probably got a car, right?
Well, oh, yeah, I do.
Pop a wheelie over.
Look, I know what the problem is. You got hard nipples, right? I had the same problem.
Can you drive with those huge nipples?
So you got hard nipples. We got hard penises.
Right.
That sounds like a good deal.
Well, these guys know how to talk to ladies.
You guys are silky smooth. No wonder Pam invited you up to the ranch.
I'm definitely.
You got a hard nipple. I got a hard penis.
Well, I wouldn't ever say penis, you know, but we on the radio
right.
and whatnot.
Right,
that's what's messing his game up.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
That's why I'm not pulling her correct.
The poetry's left out.
He's editing. He's editing.
Sorry. Well, the alliteration.
If I was free to say what I wanted to say, then she would have been sprung already like that.
Listen, listen, what's her name, Renee?
Sarah.
Sarah? Yeah. Sarah, what color are your nipples? What color are they? Let's have a
pink to purple, you know, in the whole spectrum.
In the Crayola box.
Well, my skin is very pale. It's very white. And my nipples are kind of rosy.
Rosy. Oh, they're not like brown?
You got red.
How hard can they be? Because if they look red, they're going to look like they're hurt. And that sucks. I want to be able to get my nipple flicked.
They look like pepperonis.
They can take a little flicking, right? They can take a flick, and I'll keep licking, and we can get to some ding-a-ling sticking, and we can do this.
That was fresh.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
I can.
Hey, wait a second, man. He's trying to kick it to her.
Yeah, so I'll see you. I'll see you up there with your nipples. Keep them buttered up for me, all right?
Yes.
All right there, Sarah. Take care. All right.
Christina?
Christina, what's happening? How's your nipples?
Or your butt.
Oh, my God.
What's up? You're 18.
Yep, I was calling to ask Shaggy and Jay what their, like, true feelings are about Eminem, because personally, I think he's a little puss.
Yeah, what do you guys think about Eminem?
Well, you know, we got a lot of
peanut, crunchy.
They got the new peanut butter flavor. I love.
Yeah, the peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, they do.
Blue color.
But I'm just trying to stay away from them all around. You know what I mean?
You got a lot of history.
They give me heartburn.
He's losing weight.
You know?
He's busy losing weight.
Yeah, you have a lot of history with Eminem.
No, I ate him since I was trick or treating back in the day.
Where's he from?
He's
he
from
Detroit.
Yeah, we got a lot of history with him. See, Eminem is he's such a woman.
Right.
That a lot of his credibility is dead in Detroit amongst the hip-hop scene.
Why? Why is that?
Because he didn't pay the dues. You need to pay the dues.
Why didn't he pay the dues?
He's so feminine.
Detroit is about
girly. You could
Detroit
actually have sex with him and not be considered gay.
Is that true? Right.
Yeah.
You could bang one off in his butt and still be good.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be gay.
He's got a bitch's ass.
So you
it looks like a bitch's ass. It's
right,
sweet.
He's a bitch
it's beautiful.
Ass.
He's got a beautiful bitch's ass.
Why did he pay the dues?
So you're saying it's like a brother to you guys?
Detroit is all about Esham. Detroit is all about Kid Rock. These are the people that have been paying dues.
You like Kid Rock?
No, I hate him.
Oh,
but you respect him. I respect the hell out of him.
There's a lot of respect.
He paid his dues.
I understand.
He's with his girlfriend.
Oh, that's right.
No, he's not with her anymore.
No, he's not.
No. She showed me. I said, I thought you were getting married to Bob. She was like, no rings. Showing me the fingers and everything.
She said that about 10 times, man. Ooh.
She was on my nuts. You guys are failing to miss the whole point of the story.
Well, no, so we don't like Kid Rock, but we respect him.
Right.
And Eminem, we don't like and we don't respect.
Eminem is not even worth wasting our discussions on because he's so lame and played out and it's raining diamonds, man.
Do you guys like anybody who's bigger than you are, I guess is the question who comes from
Detroit.
I mean,
he's a lot bigger than me.
I
don't mean weighs more. I mean sold more records.
First of all, there's nobody on a globe or has ever been there, anybody on a globe that can even come close to touching what we
do. So like the Beatles and Conway Twitty combined.
Nobody out there hearing the people calling that are calling about their nipples being wet or whatever. All them people bleeding out of their butt. Y'all hating on ICP. That's fine. That's gravy. Because nobody can come close to touching what we
That's
have.
Right.
It's raining diamonds.
We made out of Teflon.
It's raining diamonds.
All right. So
it's raining diamonds.
So we don't like Eminem.
You don't like
him as an artist? I think he's good as an artist.
I like his new single.
Same Clown Posse doesn't like Eminem. And doesn't like Kid Rock either.
But respects him.
I don't hate him, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Who else is from Detroit that's big?
The Bay City Rollers.
Ooh.
They're not actually from.
They're from, like,
Blaze,
Scotland.
Anybody right? Killer. I'm just throwing shout-outs, man. It rains diamonds nightly.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. It's going to rain urine in a second.
Yeah,
are you with me?
I'm going.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew.
Dr. Shaggy.
Dr. Shaggy is here.
And Violent J, the Brutal Thug.
from Insane Clown Posse.
Well, I'm a sensitive thug.
Coldplay in here tomorrow night. Carmen Electra.
Yeah. What's up with nipples and butts?
Tom Arnold, it's back to the nipples and butts.
Oh, my.
Jessica?
Yeah?
That was a very short-lived cereal. I don't know if you guys remember that from the 70s, nipples and butts.
Yeah, I still got a box. Not open.
I think it's worth something if it's not open. Jessica?
Yeah.
They have a sugar.
Yeah, the, you know, frosted. The prize, frosted the prize was a butt plug.
It's frosted now.
Jessica, you're 15. What's up?
I have a problem. Like, my boyfriend and I, we've been together for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And he's just always bragging about how big my breasts are.
Your breasts? Everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, like, wondering, like, is that normal?
When you get older, you'll enjoy that bragging, right?
How big are your breasts?
I'm 36D.
Uh-huh.
How big is that? Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, that's good. That's
like volleyball.
The cup's the D. The D size
no
cup.
No R. Kelly up in here, man.
And what? 15. She's 15. And what?
I don't see nothing wrong
what size
with a little girl that's nine.
What's up? What's the rest of you? How's that size doing?
Like the ass piece.
I'm a size like 7.
7.
No, what is that?
That's like medium size girl, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So wait, what's your stupid ass question here? Your boyfriend's always bragging about your.
Yeah, and I was wondering if that's like normal.
What do you want? What do you want? Some therapy for that?
I have to say something.
Oh, wait a minute.
Jay, Shaggy, I love you.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Damn this boyfriend of yours. He needs to shut up.
Did you off at the pass?
What? Yeah. So about them. This guy doesn't need to be saying that
well, look
at
here.
All.
Look here.
What's wrong with you, girl?
When's your birthday?
April.
Okay, in 3 years in April, give me a call.
With them big titties.
That's
unless
what I'm
they
saying.
Drop down to your stomach, then you can keep you and the phone at home.
She's going
to
be size 15 by then. But when there's a 15-year-old guys, and I'm hoping the guy like 15, which no one in one of our callers
well,
is probably
he's
36.
35. Right.
You never know. It might be R. Kelly.
That's right. How old is this guy, Jessica?
He's 16.
16. 16-year-old guys like to talk.
Rude boy was in the other room like, woo.
Let's face it. I mean, Jay's 30 years old. He talked to Pam Anderson at a titty bar, and he went on for 13 minutes. He didn't even get his honker wet. So,
yeah, once again, I would have saved you all from the story had I known how many times she's asked you out.
Little did you know, though, that later on that night, he did get his honker wet.
That's right.
I rubbed one
that's
out.
That's right.
That's
pretty
right.
Pretty much
the hotel
every
night
lotion.
To Pam. To Pam. But here's my point. A 16-year-old who actually did grab a boob, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Change-o?
Presto change-o?
What's up?
He's thugging, too. He's like, ain't nothing wrong with my ding. Like, I just called to say what's up.
That's right. I called to say what's up. And I got a question about the Wraith.
What's up, man?
Seeing as how this is a sex-oriented show, we need to know how large the penis of the Wraith is.
The penis of the Wraith is eternal, my friend. It wraps around like the rings around Saturn.
And it's dirty and crusty and smells like a skunk's anus.
And it's got smegma on the end of it.
Yeah, and it's
not circumcised.
The Wraith is from Europe.
I like how the guy waited 92 minutes to ask that question.
The guy was on hold for 92 minutes to ask about the race penis.
Okay,
hey,
Raymond, 20.
Something to some of us.
That's cool, man.
Raymond, 20.
Raymond?
Yeah.
Hurry, because let me say the Violent J shot is won. The first hour is coming undone now. He needs some more somas.
I don't know how the hell to answer a question about the race ding-a-ling.
All right,
he got a robot, man. I mean, he got a little bulge going up in there.
What do you want me to say to that? You know what,
Raymond? I'm sorry, Raymond. Go ahead. You're 20 years old.
Yeah. First, I wanted to say. Much clown love to Jay and Shaggy.
Hey, much clown love, Raymond.
I've been listening to you
Raymond Pride Noodles.
But my fiance broke up with me like 4 days ago.
Damn. Good, man.
Damn
you don't want to get married, man.
Damn whore.
There's too many Neddins to tap out there
I'll
to be all married.
Right now, you don't need to be going out with that syphilis-infected slut.
Yeah.
You need to stick with us and just roll.
But I still love her. I'm trying to get back with her.
So what's your problem here?
Well, she's what's been like telling me that we might get back together and stuff.
Man, listen here. How long did she break up with you?
Like 4 days ago.
I guarantee. Ago. Oh, so she banged four guys by now.
Yeah, probably. Well, that's the question. Like, she's been telling other people that I just need to get over it and shit.
That's because she's humming me right now under the table.
You can't use the S word there, Raymond.
Sorry about that.
Now listen, She broke up with you. She wants you to go. She wants you to get on with your life. She's done. And you're 20. She's doing you a favor.
Yeah, you're 20, man.
Believe me.
How old is she?
She's like 18.
All right. Oh. Yeah. Well, you know what,
translated 17.
Right.
Forget her.
Let me tell you about the future. 20 years old. Things aren't looking good right now. But 10 years from now, you're gonna be making $33,000 a year and driving a Celica, and you'll be.
So you guys,
I mean, I'm trying to be realistic with the kid. You know what I'm saying? Let's
face
it.
That's cold, though, man. The kid might have a bomb-ass future.
Look, the point is nobody should get married at 20, especially a guy. Two chicks could probably marry each other at age 20 and get away with it.
How did that fly right over my head? What are you thinking here, Raymond?
Right. He's 20. It ain't going to work. And believe me, she's doing him a favor. I don't care how good she is. I don't care how bad he is.
So just
20,
keep her on the side and bang her. You know, you need to build up a stable of chicks.
That's right. Like the Insane Clown Posse. Gina?
Yeah.
You're 30?
38 today.
38. You have large areolas?
Yeah.
You pancaking?
I like that. How big are your breasts?
42D.
42D.
So that's big, right?
Hey, wait a minute. That's
well, big
pushing
nipples
a barrel
big
there.
Teeth.
But let me tell you.
Big nipples are big.
Let me tell you guys, and let me straighten something out with everybody. People seem to focus on that first number. Like, I'm a 55D.
But how big is your belly?
But the problem is the bigger the number, the bigger the back, the bigger the broad.
That's what I'm saying.
The D part, that's great.
Well,
and
she just,
you want a 34D, not a 52D.
Wow,
you see what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
No, here's what I'm saying.
This is a large woman. She's like 52.
That's right. You show me a 42D, I'm going to show you a woman with a back like a linebacker, like a junior college linebacker size. You know what I mean?
I'm guessing you're probably most likely correct. What are you coming in there on a scale here, Nadine?
Like, cut the tape. Then what are you coming in at?
Gina, what are you coming in at size-wise?
I'm big. I'm 300.
Ooh. Whoa!
Hey. You called the right place.
You still sound high.
Good call.
Thanks.
Because you have very forgiving eyes. What's that? You're juggling?
I've been a juggalo for 6 years.
Really? I think you're
That's
two.
Cool.
My son turned me on to it. Me and him, we juggalo together.
Oh, man, you can't miss those two. You won't miss those two at the next convention.
My birthday is today. I want them to say, if they can,
happy birthday to you and your big ass.
All right.
And
there
your
you
big
go.
Nipples.
From the Insane Clown Posse.
What's going on in here?
All right. We got to take a break. We got to call in the therapist for Jay.
Yeah, you guys are worse than us.
All right. We'll take a little
What's
break.
Going on in here?
We're
going
to regroup. We'll be right back. I feel like we did some important work tonight, Drew.
And I apologize.
I just want to say one thing real quick for the record. You know, I'll bitch slap Eminem off his rocker. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say that, you know, his new single, it's all right. But just to cap it up, you know, just so all the juggalos don't leave confused, we just don't care about Eminem no more because his sound is such bigger and better. We had a huge war with them, if you guys didn't know.
Right.
He pulled a gun out on our guy, and all kind of craziness happened.
But it's all in the past, but you will bitch slap him if you see him.
Of course.
Right? And
on a good note, we did get a lot of good, positive work done out of this.
And Mark McLowe, he's okay.
Mark McMuffin,
he was picking the wrong time to talk to me. You know,
right. You were this close
it's
to being a
Rainy Diamond.
It's raining diamonds, man.
Nuts and, deep and pan.
And I invite everybody out there. If you don't know about the world or the juggle of the world, and you feel like you don't have anybody on your side, check us out.
All right.
You know what I mean? You steal it. We don't care. We don't need your money. We're well paid.
Insane Clown Posse, everybody. We'll see you guys when the Wraith comes out on the 6th of November. Actually, the 5th. Thanks, guys. Until next time, Santa Parola. For Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.